Broadcasting from the historic 1047 studios nestled in beautiful downtown Valley City, it's the Toast and Jam Podcast. 30 minutes of local sports, trivia, news, and special guests. Hosted by Tim Oast and Paul McDonald. Sit back, relax, and let the fun begin.
UND is looking for a new hockey coach. March Madness is in full swing. How about this? North Dakota High School basketball is officially over, and we have a special guest to talk about the VCSU scholarship auction from the 1047 studios in the Valley City Times Record Building in beautiful downtown Valley City. It's Toast and Jam, back for another episode. I'm Tim Oster, Toast, and this is Paul McDonald and Jam.
Welcome back.
Thank you. You know, the day we left, it was 85 degrees.
And then I come back in Nevada.
And then I come back, and Sunday morning I wake up to snow. What is this? I'm going, we're going to have to make that a two-week trip, not a week. Oh, goodness. But it's good to be back. Toast and Jam brought to you by the North Dakota Army National Guard. And our trivia sponsor is Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilving Agent. Our production genius is Eric Kringley, who puts the finishing touches on our podcast. We always thank him for that.
We're going to have a production meeting on Thursday.
And, oh, boy.
Yeah. We're talking about raises and
bonuses.
Maybe making some cuts.
Bonuses, okay. All right. Some of that NIL money?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're hitting the portal, aren't you, now?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to talk about the upcoming Valley City State Scholarship Auction, always a great event, and our guest is Kim Hesch with the VCSU Foundation Office. Welcome, Kim.
Thanks for having me.
Before we do that, though, let's jump into the North Dakota Army National Guard, one of our sponsors. Let's hear what they have to say, or you have to say.
What I have to say about them.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Well, of course, the Guard has many service options available. You can decide which is the best fit for your lifestyle. There are two paths to service the Army National Guard, enlisted soldier or commissioned officer. As an enlisted soldier, you want to specialize in a career field. That's the key. Specialize in that career field and have a high school diploma, or you plan to get one, maybe get a GED. Now, a commissioned officer, you want to plan and lead a mission and have a college diploma. But again, that specializing in a career field, the Army National Guard, they'll pay for your schooling up to 100%. If it is a North Dakota State-supported school, that federal and state tuition assistance program, it's all positives if you become a member of the Army National Guard, the North Dakota Army National Guard.
And the bennies afterwards, it's incredible, you know.
Exactly.
Health, all the bennies that you would get, like you're almost retired.
Darn near.
Yeah.
Darn near.
Mm-hmm.
And very little commitment and great benefits.
That's right.
And great rewards. You give them a call here in Fargo, you can give them a call, 701-739-8848, or locally, 429-1098. Matty Schlager, our recruiter here at the Armory in Valley City.
All right.
So there you go.
North Dakota Army National Guard, thank you for what you do. Well, this has been an event for 30 years, believe it or not, already the 30th annual. I remember the first one.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, Kim Hesch is with us. Kim, hey, very nice to have you along. And again, this is the event of the year.
Yes, I think everybody after the winter looks forward to spring and knowing that it's a scholarship auction.
And it keeps growing every year.
It does. We have kind of record amount of people that attend it, and we sell out most years. And this year it's a little earlier than normal just because of the Easter holiday and not wanting to be part of, Catherine always has her smoker the Friday after Easter, and that would be typically when we would have our auction. So we moved ours a little bit earlier so we weren't competing with them, and
right,
so that they'd have a successful fundraiser also.
A benefit for both, really.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What kind of goal for this year?
We're looking at raising $150 this year for scholarships.
Okay.
$150,000.
$150,000.
Not just $150,
yeah.
I could give you that right now.
$150,000, yes. Yeah, could you?
No,
$150,000.
You might make that $150,000 in the first minute.
Yeah. Hopefully, yeah, with the opening up our silent auction. We've had record enrollment. Even this spring, we, exceeded our enrollment from fall semester. So scholarship support is really important for recruiting our students and retaining our students at Valley City State. So the auction being successful is really important to us.
And the positive arrow just keeps going up, up, up for VCSU.
It does, yes.
It's incredible. Exciting. Yeah. This is one of the biggest ones, so biggest fundraisers for you, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Tell us again where the scholarships actually go.
Yes, our scholarships get split between our V500 scholarship program and our Viking Booster Club scholarship program. We changed our Century Club program to the Viking Booster Club this last year. So, yeah, it's between athletics and academic scholarships.
Okay, so give us a rundown of the schedule.
Yes, so the auction starts at 5 o'clock on Friday, April 11th at the Valley City Eagles Club. We start out with a silent auction. We have some games. It's kind of a social hour time. And then at 6 o'clock, there's dinner, and then our live auction starts at 7.
And this year's theme?
This year's theme, we have a pirate theme. It's Adventure Awaits, a Night of Treasure.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Aye, matey.
It's been kind of fun planning it this year.
I always like the pirate sound, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Very good. No, and tickets still available?
Yes, tickets are available. They're $70 each. It includes your admission into the event, two beverage tickets, and then the buffet dinner.
Big Hammer's back at it again?
Yeah, he's going to emcee the event for us. He's done that for many years, and then he will provide music following the event.
Very good. Give us a little insight on some of those unique auction items.
Yes. So we have a variety of things for all ages, for men and women, even for your kids. We have somebody donating a luxury ice fishing excursion for three people. It'll be in a 32-foot ice house, and there's a TV in there, and there'll be food and fishing and...
Wow.
Yeah, day of fun. Brock Up is going to do a trivia night where you're going to have a reserved table that night. They'll have pizza and refreshments for you. They're also coming up with a couple different types of beer that I think they're going to be showcasing that night. Mm. We have a Red Hawk Suite, Fargo Force. Our staff, Lori, Corey, and myself are going to donate our dinner again. This was our first year last year, so this will be our second year. We host it at the Anderson's house, and it's kind of a red carpet event. You come in, you walk the red carpet, you get a signature drink. There's hors d'oeuvres. We have some games that you can play out on the lawn.
I don't know if I'd be worthy of that.
There's dinner and dessert and refreshments afterwards, and it's kind of just a nice, chill night. Kind of fun. We had a group of six that did it last year. It went pretty well, and I think they're excited about bidding on it again, but we'd like to have some competition, so we're hoping some others will bid on it.
Do you have an event with Dr. LaFave?
We do. We have a backyard barbecue with him that they'll be grilling, and I think that's also for six people.
Okay.
Yeah. We have pizza a month for a year. Empire has donated a lift cocktail table. We have our condo in Colorado. One of our
you've had that for a few years now.
Yeah, we've
had
that for a few years. Dee Jensen from the Wahpeton area is a grad of ours, Hall of Famer, and she has a condo there and has been very willing about donating that out to us. We also have one of our former volleyball players, Marty Scrunchings, that her mom made a giant crocheted Viking that she donated to the volleyball team, and they kind of have adopted that as their mascot. Well, she replicated it and made a 14-inch Viking. It's super soft. It's really cool. We're going to have it up on social media this week, but that'll be up for auction. Blush is going to do a sip and shop. We have lots of Milwaukee tools, gift cards like Levers and Valley Meat. We have golf memberships. We have a kids' car Jeep. We have a Nerf party where you can get the Nerf guns, the ammo, vests, eyewear, and then there's going to be a rental for you to have a Nerf party, so you could bid on that for your kids. And then something unique, the Valley City Police Department is going to do an assistant to the SRO for the morning with an elementary student, and I think there's donuts involved, so that would be kind of fun for somebody to bid on. We have Landscape Rock, and then a big item, we have a Minnesota Vikings signed jersey.
Okay. Ooh.
and it's Justin Jefferson.
Nice.
So we're kind of excited about that being a good addition to our auction.
I can't collect anymore.
No, you're not allowed.
I'm not allowed.
You're not allowed.
No. And I heard there might even be, I'm not sure if this is true, but there could be a night out with Paul McDonald up for bids.
Well.
Single women only.
Okay. We can get something together for you, Paul.
He's age blushing. Range, no.
He's blushing. You know what makes a great auction, though, is the auctioneer. Who's doing that this year?
Yes. So Coach Montgomery from our men's basketball team, his dad does an auctioneering service, Tony. And so Tony and one of the son-in-laws are going to come and help us out. Tony's been doing that for a few years for us, and we've really appreciated. He understands what we're doing, and it's a fundraiser, and he makes it fun. He's gotten to know the people now and kind of knows which ones are going to be bidding and what kind of items are going to be bidding on. So we're really excited to have him back this year.
And it's so fun to watch this event evolve from what it was. I believe it was Todd Christensen and myself. We were sitting at a table one noon saying, hey, we got to do something to raise some money.
Yep.
Let's do an auction.
Yep.
And it's so much fun to see where it's gone.
Right.
I mean, it's just evolved into something big, big.
Right, right. And I think you guys did it in the basement of the Eagles in the Riverside room.
Yep.
So
yep.
That was kind of a small venue. And then it got moved upstairs and then it increased.
I think we were even in the VFW when we first started, too.
Okay.
I think we kind of switched off a little bit.
Okay.
But it was a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah.
Great. It's it just evolved into something big, big, big. And the money raised is incredible, too.
It is. And we really appreciate Dakota Bank. They're one of our major sponsors for the night, and all the businesses in the community for donating items for both our silent and live auction. And one note on our silent auction, it is completely online. You do your bidding through the HandBid app, and you don't have to be present to win. This year, we are going to have the items available at the Eagles so people can view them, but you'll be bidding online for them, and then you could pick them up that night also.
Hmm. All right. Any horse races or dog races or anything like that?
Okay. The state doesn't really like us doing that, but we do have our mystery wine table. We'll have some raffle boards.
Cool.
We have a prize wheel, and last year we added one of our board members. Her mom makes salsa, and that was a very popular item. So she's made us a couple cases of salsa to put on that prize wheel this year. So
and you guys have a great team, too. You work together, and maybe there's some people you want to thank? Or?
Yeah, especially Tom Gland, Tyler Van Bruggen, Anna Bradish. We have Ellie Rush in our office that we kind of meet a couple times a month and kind of hash things out. And then we have some subcommittees between our booster board and our V500 board that all help participate, kind of getting the entertainment together, our live auction items together, the ticket sales. So really appreciate everybody's efforts. It takes a team to get this done.
Yeah, no kidding.
The silent auction begins on the Monday of, right?
Yes, on April 7th. It'll start about noontime. And next week it'll kind of have a preview of items. So if you want to kind of preview, there's a little heart on most of the items. If you want to, keep things that you want to for sure bid on, you can kind of press that heart and it'll keep those as your favorites.
Okay.
And so then it'll start on Monday, April 7th and start bidding. And then it'll close the night of the auction about 7:30.
Okay.
Any questions at all, they can call?
Yep, they can give us a call at the foundation office. Our number is 701-845-7203. We have tickets left, so you can give us a call, and we can help you out.
Biggest night of the year, you're going to have a blast. If you've never been, you got to check it out.
Yeah, if you haven't been there before, it's you got to experience
all
it.
All walks of life, too.
Yeah, you'll come back, and it's all ages. So if you feel like it's going to be an older crowd and you don't want to go, it's all ages. So I think it's always a fun night.
Sure is.
Who's walking the plank?
Haven't decided yet.
Ooh.
Probably the person who wins the night with me. I don't know.
Good one. I better have a swimming suit on. Anything else, Kim?
Nope. Just give us a call if you need tickets. You can also go online to vcsualumni.org and click on the auction banner, and you can purchase your tickets online there too, or get more information there.
Well, it's a great night, and you guys do a great job on it. And I tell you what, Valley City's always been a giving community, and I'm sure they'll do it again.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, our office has been busy. Lori, Corey, myself, Steve Olson has been helping us out. So we've been contacting businesses and making calls, and Lori's been making certificates, and she's been busy with getting the online auction up and going too. So
you can make it a perfect day by starting out watching the Vikings sweep Jamestown in baseball.
Yes. There you go.
And then you go to the auction that night.
That is true.
Because it's Jamestown weekend.
Yes,
the
it is.
UJ is in town that weekend for baseball and softball.
Yep.
So it'll be a fun VCSU weekend.
And it's a busy weekend. Yep.
Perfect weekend. Perfect combo there.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah. Vikings win and then the auction. Awesome.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Win, win, win.
Kim Hesch with us. And if you want to stay, you can stay. But if you have to go,
I'll probably.
Yeah, we do a lot of BS.
We can talk about her now when she leaves.
Yeah, right. Thank you again, Kim. Kim Hesch with the VCSU Foundation Office and the big scholarship auction coming up April 11th. And the online auction, of course, is already on that Monday before. So
starts on Monday the 7th.
Keep looking. Keep watching.
She's breaking the 1047 studios.
Well, now we
gentlemen.
Can't get out. Okay.
Oh, goodness. That's
this
funny.
Show is falling apart.
That is good stuff.
Oh, Kim Hesch, thank you. All right, let's talk some sports locally or in around the region anyway.
Right.
State A and B boys basketball tournaments this past weekend. What a game. Kindred and Devil's Lake. I thought it was over in the first half.
I turned away because I was watching Michigan. Mm-hmm. I was thinking it was the Michigan game in the NCAA tournament. And I'd go back and forth and say, okay, they're down by 14. Okay, down by 26. All right, well, all right, this game's uninteresting. So I'm going to go back to the NCAA. And it was 42-22 at half. Mm-hmm. Let's see where it's at when I check the third quarter. Four. Oh, my.
Did I miss something?
Did Devils Lake not come out of the locker room?
I tell you.
But really, what an absolute classic, instant classic state championship game for Division B.
It had to be one of the greatest comebacks of all time in that format anyway.
Well, definitely in the three-class system for sure, in the three-division system, even in state championship history.
I don't even know if the old Bs even had anything like that. That was crazy.
But it was fun to see. Kindred lost last year by six, I think, five or six in the championship to the Firebirds, and made that big comeback.
Yeah.
And it was good. And the B championship, Minot Ryan unseated West Hope Newburg. West Hope Newburg really was middle of the pack most of the year, and they just had a great
tournament run.
The end of the season, the tournament run, and got into the championship. They were number five seed in the state tournament. And made that run.
No kidding. Well, and we're going to see some teams, I would imagine, go up next year. We'll keep you informed on that.
It's going to be changing, with that point. What are they? I don't know if there's an actual
point system,
phrase.
I think.
It's called a performance point system.
Oh, okay.
Based on, now, I know there's one for football, but I did not know that there is one for basketball. And so there's a possibility teams are going to be moving around here, and it would be for 3 years. So stay tuned and see what happens with that.
Because that could involve the Valley City girls.
Yep.
They could also move up.
Even though they didn't go to back-to-back state championships.
No, but they...
But they won this year. Mm-hmm. You look at Devil's Lake.
And what did they finish the year before?
Fourth.
Okay.
The loss to Thompson in the fourth-place game.
Yeah.
Third-place game and finished fourth last year.
Hmm.
So, it'll be... It'll be interesting. It's definitely a work in progress, and I think that's there's going to be a meeting coming up next week with the High School Activity Association to kind of take a look at all the teams, not just the Highlanders, but all the teams, and now that the basketball season's done, what's going to happen with them next year.
Then we've got March Madness, the NCAAs. Any surprises on the men's side? I don't think
not really
big surprises.
Maybe Arkansas for a little while.
Yeah,
It was kind of interesting. The day after Arkansas beat Kansas, I was at a special city commission meeting,
mm-hmm.
and Mayor Karlsrud happened to be wearing an a Razorback hat because he had grandkids that went to Arkansas. Oh. And I saw that, and I said, Mr. Carlswood, you do realize that is a dangerous hat to be wearing around these parts today. Why? He kind of questioning it. And those of us that knew said, Arkansas beat Kansas yesterday in the NCAA tournament. But I think that would be the biggest.
Yeah, and Kansas really didn't have the team this year. I don't know what it was.
They were a 7 seed. Yeah. 7-10s aren't big upsets.
Chemistry wasn't really there. I think they had the talent, but, you know, you get the portal thing going, you don't know what you're going to get.
What's the story now that Hurley, the coach at UConn, 50%, he says, 50% of his roster are heading into the portal.
Well, and we've got Eagle staff from UND. Where's he going?
Yeah, I'm not sure where he's.
I know he's hitting the portal, and it could be 6 figures.
Yeah.
Big time.
And, you know, because that's where Grant Nelson, how he ended up in Alabama.
Yeah.
You know, Mason Walters went to Wyoming, I think, from that was at UJ.
Well, and it was that Alabama-UND game, I think, that turned a lot of heads on Eagle staff.
Yeah.
Who's this guy?
Who's this? Yeah, where's this guy come from? Yeah.
Pumping in 51 points. Oh. Anyway, the bracket shouldn't be in too bad a shape for most people. I think most of the games.
There's still no perfect brackets.
Yeah.
But everybody's there.
Well, I guess the real humming news right now would be UND looking for a new coach.
The elephant in the room.
In hockey. Brad Berry is gone. They let him go. But I think we talked about that a few weeks ago. Again, UND hockey, another team. Just couldn't put it together.
No.
They look good one night, win 6-0, and then they come back and lose or lay an egg the next night.
There was no consistency.
None.
Yeah.
And I think the portal thing has really messed up a lot of coaches, too. Not only the game.
Yeah.
But coaches don't know how to handle it.
And really, in hockey, too, even before this whole portal thing, college hockey, you'd have kids that would play juniors out of high school while they were still high school age. And then 20, 21, 22, they would go to college. But then they'd go into the NHL if they were good enough.
Right.
So it wasn't really the transferring to another school. It was they were just going to move on to the next level.
And I think UND got a lot of those players, junior players from Canada.
From Canada, yeah.
I don't think it's the same anymore.
So they're looking. Gino Gasparini, he hasn't been around for 30 years, but would
he step in again?
He's 84 or whatever, Dean Blaze, is he available?
I don't know. Hackstall, I think he's in the NHL yet.
Yeah.
Who knows? They've had some great coaches, though. And not saying that Brad Berry didn't do a good job. He has a good record.
He had a great record, but it's what have you done for me lately.
Took home a championship one year.
One year, yeah.
Baseball opens Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
You like that, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Baseball season. That's
baseball been very, very good to me.
Yeah. Love the game.
The Twins got the Cardinals to open up with on the road. They'll be on the road their first couple of games, and they got Houston for the home opener the first week in April.
Not easy.
Nope. And, the roster's not going to look that much different. Now, Royce Lewis hurt.
Again,
and it looks like
are they going to give up on him or
I don't think so. I don't think they will. And so it looks like Willie Castro will probably be the regular second baseman in the interim.
Okay,
they got that new Ty France is the first baseman. They'll be the everyday first baseman, but they figure that
Bader.
Miranda will get some plays over at first if he's not playing third.
Bader in the outfield, or he that's what
who's
he plays.
That
Bader. Isn't there a Bader?
Yes, Bader will be in the corner. Buxton center.
Hopefully he can
Max
stay
Kepler
healthy.
Gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
Still the same catchers with Vasquez and Jeffries. Correa, they said he's looked great in spring training.
Well,
Lopez.
When he's healthy, he's good.
When he is healthy, he's one of the best.
Yes.
But this might, he's getting long in the tooth. I would say he's got maybe 2 or 3 years left in him. Good, productive years left in him. And then it'd be, we'll have to see from there.
As long as that foot stays healthy,
right? And see that what Royce Lewis was a shortstop. That's when he was drafted. He was a shortstop. He would be the heir apparent, but he's got to stay healthy too.
Yeah, he's got problems with just staying on the field.
Yeah, Joe Ryan has looked good in the preseason. Lopez,
and I think he'll be healthy again.
He'll be very healthy.
Ryan wasn't real healthy last year toward the end,
and he missed a lot of his last 10 starts or something like that. So. Always fun when you talk. The preseason is over now.
And everybody's got a shot.
Exactly. Get those World Series tickets formed now.
And one other sports note, I guess. So we remember George Foreman, who passed away last week at the age of 76. Only 76.
I had one of his grills. Huh? I had one of his grills.
Yeah, one of his grills. Yeah, two-time heavyweight boxing champion. One at 45. Mm-hmm. And a gold medal boxer in the Olympics as well. You know that little burger thing that he did?
Yeah.
He was reeling in about $8 million a month.
Oh, yeah.
But it's an incredible story. I saw the movie. It's called Big George Foreman. Mm-hmm. And it's from his young years all the way to the end. And it's a pretty good movie, put together pretty well. And, and I don't think a lot of people realize the ups and downs and the struggle that guy did have. He lost everything after that first major fight when he won the heavyweight title. He had a guy taking care of his money.
His
and
manager.
He whizzed it away, and then he had nothing. He was weighing about 360. He had to get down to 260. He did. Got his old manager back. And what do? They win another heavyweight championship.
At 45.
At 45, and then the money started rolling in again.
Yep.
But he did it. He was going to be a preacher.
Yep. Okay. All right.
And then he had that community center, too, for all the boys and girls in the community and open basketball, boxing, whatever.
Yep.
And kept that going. It's still going today. But George Foreman.
A lot of the guys that you and I grew up watching are passing.
Well, and a lot of great boxers at that time. I mean, you had Muhammad Ali, George Foreman, Joe Frazier, Smoking Joe.
Smoking Joe.
Ken Norton. Yep, Ken Norton, Evander Holyfield.
Yep.
A lot of great fighters.
Marvelous Marvin Hagler.
Hagler, yeah. Hmm. And in that story, too, it was kind of funny because Muhammad Ali wanted George Foreman to fight Frazier. Because he didn't want to fight Frazier. And then, of course, he beat Frazier.
Right.
George beat Frazier, and then he had to take on Muhammad
Ali.
And he didn't play that real smart. He knew that. Because all Muhammad Ali did was lay on the ropes.
Mm-hmm.
And George was swinging away, and he got so dang tired. And then Muhammad says, okay.
All right, you're tired now.
Boom, I'm going to hit you. Yeah, it was crazy. Rope-a-dope.
Rope-a-dope,
in Manila. Okay, well, on this day in sports, 1934, first Augusta National Invitation Tournament, the Masters Golf. Horton Smith wins with a 20-foot birdie putt the 17th hole, one stroke ahead of Craig Wood. 1958, speaking of boxing, Sugar Ray Robinson is first boxing champ to win five times. 1972, 34th. NCAA Men's Basketball Championship, UCLA beats Florida 81-76, sixth straight title for the Bruins. Future Hall of Fame center Bill Walton named MVP. In 1982, Wayne Gretzky becomes first NHL player to score 200 points in a season.
Hmm.
Birthdays?
Okay.
1951, American golfer. Uh-oh, don't have her name
Kim
down.
Ost?
No. I didn't put her name down. Oh, no. How could I do that?
You're typing too fast.
Was it a Bradley or something like that? Anyway, how about Peyton Manning? Yeah. He's celebrating 46 today.
Happy birthday, Peyton. Omaha.
1976, born on this day, 1976. Super Bowl 2006 and 15. Five-time NFL MVP, 14-time Pro Bowler. Pretty good numbers. Pretty good resume. Indianapolis and Denver.
Okay.
Does he have... And TV right now.
And TV, right. Yeah.
Born in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
How about sports trivia? Brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. We'll have that question for you.
And then we'll have the last two, because I did not do last week. Reiterate 2 weeks. So we'll get to our last two questions. But, again, with Chris Quilvang, Nodak Insurance Company, if you want to have all your eggs in one basket, well, get somebody that you can trust, and you won't break the bank if you want to get that, all of those things protected, your home, your vehicle, business, collectibles, whatever the case may be. Chris Quilbang, the agent with answers. Give him a call at 845-2912. That's 845-2912. Of course, his daughter Macy was assistant coach on the West Fargo Horace girls basketball team that won their first ever state championship.
I thought that one face looked familiar out there. I was watching the game.
And she was in town last weekend, so... And so they're winning their first ever state championship.
A lot of people, too, are looking at new toys for the summer. Make sure you check that out. Yep. The insurance out for those,
too. New cars, whatever the case may be.
Okay, question 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago was what astronomer was mentioned in the song Bohemian Rhapsody? Mm-hmm. Well, that was easy. That was Galileo.
Galileo, yeah.
Last week. I had to come up with
this. This is a trick question, too. You had a trick question going.
I forgot that it happened twice.
Yes, it did.
And I had to change the question on our website after you and I chatted. But in NCAA history, let's see, I did bring the question with me because I have a whole long diatribe that I didn't bring the question. That's all right. But in NCAA history.
Yeah, basketball history.
Basketball in the NCAA tournament, only twice has a 16 beat a number one seed. It's happened twice from 1950, whenever the NCAA tournament really got started until 2017, 16 seeds were 0-135.
Wow.
0-135. Then the first time it happened was in 2018. It was the University of Maryland, Baltimore County beat the number one seed, Virginia Cavaliers, by 20, 74-54. That was the first time it happened. Then it happened 5 years later, and that's one you brought up to me because I thought it was only once, but then it happened in 2023.
Didn't Purdue
Fairleigh get Dickinson beat Purdue.
Yeah.
So it's twice.
Twice, and it didn't happen this year either.
Nope.
Okay. Well, this week's trivia question, we're doing baseball. Okay. Baseball, man. Very good to me. I know you do. Which of the following imposing pitchers never won a Cy Young Award? Which of the following imposing pitchers never won a Cy Young Award? Johan Santana, Nolan Ryan, Barry Zito, Roy Halladay.
Who's the third one?
Barry Zito,
okay.
One of those guys never won a Cy Young Award. Think about that one. Again, the names, Johan Santana, Minnesota Twin, Nolan Ryan, Barry Zito, or Roy Halladay. Mm-hmm. One of them never won a Cy Young Award. That is our question.
Okay.
We'll have the answer again next week.
All right.
Trivia brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. Words of encouragement coming from the old Beatle, John Lennon.
Okay.
Count your age by friends, not years. Count your life by smiles, not tears.
Nice. That almost sounds like lyrics.
It's a song there somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Count your age by friends, not years. Count your life by smiles, not tears. John Lennon.
Nice. I like that.
I do too.
I like that.
I think that's it.
My dad always used to say, don't judge a person by how much money they make, but how many friends they have.
That's right. You're rich with friends.
Mm-hmm.
Very rich.
Absolutely.
And that is it for Toast and Jam this week. Paul, any final thoughts at all?
A couple of quick things. Sports-wise, Valley City State men baseball, they're supposed to host Bellevue this weekend. That's still on, but it may end up going to Nebraska. Women were supposed to host Dakota State in softball. That has been moved to Madison, South Dakota. It'll be Thursday, Friday instead of Saturday, Sunday. So they have moved their games. And Highlander Indoor Track, they were in up at UND last weekend. Had a really another great turnout in their first indoor meet of the year. So things getting started here, a couple weeks away from baseball being played in softball here in town for the high schoolers. That snow we had here over the weekend. No pun intended, put a damper on things, but we need the moisture.
Mm-hmm, we do.
We did need the moisture.
Supposed to have some shower activity coming up this weekend again, too.
Yes, on Friday,
Yeah, which...
Get rid of some of the snert.
Yeah, and take out the frost, the rest of the frost out of there. That won't hurt, yeah. We do need some precip. And again, just a little golf update on the trip to Laughlin, Nevada.
Right.
We did 6 rounds of golf.
Okay.
Had a great time. Temps, mid-70s, mid to upper 70s most of the time. And then the last day, 85, which felt really, really good.
Okay.
This week they're getting 90s. We missed it by about a week.
So now did the temperatures and your golf scores equal?
No. Would have had to been in the 80s and 90s.
Okay.
Yeah. The 70s don't quite, cut it for toast in the golf course. That doesn't happen too often.
Oh,
but
no.
I did have a 39 on one of the on one of the nines.
One of the holes?
Yeah.
One of the...
Yeah, I took about 10 shots out of the sand. I did take I took 3 shots out of the sand, one hole. That was a nice 7, a par 4.
Give me a 4.
Yeah, give me a 4. We had a good time, though.
Good.
The driver was working good. It was that short game. That's always the killer.
Yeah.
I was missing putts by just a hair most of the time and just couldn't fall. But I did sink it gets longer every time I tell this story, but about a 25-footer for a bird.
You missed it?
No.
Oh, you made it.
I hit it for a bird,
okay.
Which was great. But,
okay.
Not a lot of those.
Well,
but
hey, if it wasn't for my driving short game and chipping, I'd be a heck of a golfer.
I know. Great time, though. A lot of fun. Again, thanks to our sponsors, North Dakota Army National Guard. Our trivia sponsor is Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent in Valley City. Thanks again to our incredible producer, Eric Kringley, and he's on the mend, I believe.
He is.
He'll be out there playing
tennis. Not ready to challenge me yet, but he's getting there.
Okay. And again, thank you to our guest today, Kim Hesch of the VCSU Foundation Office at Big Auction, coming up on April 11th. Put that on your social calendar at the Eagles Club. Always a good time. God, I remember that first one. Boy, have they come leaps and bounds from that one.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Oh.
I bet.
From the 1047 Studios, Toast and Jam saying bye-bye.